AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom in New York on narco-terrorism charges. Maduro and his wife were captured over the weekend and brought to the U.S. In the Senate, Virginia Democrat Mark Warner has doubts about the administration's plans for Venezuela.
Simply saying now, we're going to run it based upon a fleet offshore, I have no idea what that looks like. And the idea that the Venezuelan oil is going to pay for this operation, that was the exact same argument used in Iraq. That didn't come to pass.
The U.S. doesn't recognize Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Shares of major U.S. companies in the energy sector are sharply higher after President Trump announced plans to take control of Venezuela's oil industry. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is censuring Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's over a video appeal to troops.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Kelly was one of six Democrats in the video last month urging service members to uphold the Constitution.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
President Trump accused the Democrats of sedition, punishable by death. Kelly is a retired Navy captain. Hegseth says the letter of censure is a necessary step in a process that could demote Kelly, who said last month the Pentagon investigation of the video was aimed at sending a message to troops and government officials alike.
Do not speak out against this president or there will be consequences.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say Ukrainian drone strikes killed two people and wounded two others, including a child, in Russia's Belgorod and Kursk regions. Meantime, peace talks are expected in Paris early this week. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un observed test flights of hypersonic missiles. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising at the start of the first trading day of the new year. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 654 points. That's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.9%. Energy stocks rose sharply after the U.S. forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a weekend raid. President Donald Trump said the U.S. would take control of Venezuela's oil industry. Chevron rose almost 5%. Tech stocks rose as the industry kicks off its annual CES trade show in Las Vegas. Intel added 2.6%. Gold and silver prices rose sharply. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Cleveland Browns fired coach Kevin Stefanski after six seasons. Stefanski is the fourth NFL coach fired this season, joining Tennessee's Brian Callahan, the Giants' Brian Daboll, and Atlanta's Raheem Morris. The Browns finished 5-12. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.